Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day and this week. As we begin this first week of Lent, we ask you to really draw us closer to you, help us understand more deeply what it means to be your disciple, and let us be channels of your love to all we encounter. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Monday of the first week of Lent for this rather unique time, and it's a powerful time for us to really look at where the Lord is calling us to in light of everything that's going on around us. There, you know, our country is in this great turbulent period in a sense. I don't mean that in a necessarily a physical experience, although that's there too, but it's this political experience where there's a lot of questions, a lot of issues, there's a lot of tension, and somewhere in the midst of this, there is you and I seeking to serve Christ as best we can. And what is the best way we can serve Christ? By being signs of his presence, which of course is what this program is all about, helping us to do that on a regular basis. And so we recognize that powerful reality that that's the most important thing that we can do, is to be signs of his presence. And I wonder if we're not being called to a different perspective, a different way of living, a new way of understanding. And here's the reason why I'm saying that. Granted, for a lot of people, they're going to go, well, there's nothing new here, and that's true. But let me put it to you this way. I'm working on, you. If you listen to the program on the other station, if you listen to the program on WROL and you listen to it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, last week you heard the interview I did with Dr. John Cutterback, and he was talking about the virtue that is essential in having true friendships. And those friendships lead us to understand this friendship with God. Now, understanding that, we come from, in this area, often a perspective that says, no, we're here to serve God as king, and if we don't serve him, we get in big trouble with him, and he will cast us into hell for all eternity. And if you think I'm kidding about that, that was one of the things that really, that teaching was what really, really led George Carlin, among other things, away from the church, and he used to use it as part of his routine, you know, saying that God would cast you into hell because he loves you. And so that really, in a sense, doesn't make, it doesn't make a lot of sense. In a sense, it just doesn't make a lot of sense that unless we live this standard of living, then God is going to cast us into hell for all eternity. It doesn't mean that there isn't a hell, and it doesn't mean there isn't a heaven, and it doesn't mean there isn't a God, but we want to look at what's being said there and how, and understand it at a deeper level. And one of the things that really came out in that interview, which I greatly enjoyed, was this understanding that God is calling us to this friendship with him, this deep relationship with him. And when we look at that to the deepest understanding, we see that this deep relationship transforms our entire self-understanding. So look at it this way. A lot of times people look at our relationship with God as being a set of rules. And that's it. And we talked about this during the interview. And you can see the interview when it comes out. It'll be on the blog. It'll be on Substack. And it'll be on Medium if it isn't there already, because I'm working on making sure that's doing as I'm recording this. So one of the things that really comes out with that is this new understanding of who we are. And if you really look at what the Bible is teaching us, it's teaching more than we have to live a standard of behavior so that we can encounter Christ. It's really that this encountering Christ, which really came out in this interview with Dr. John Cutterback, gives us that deep relationship with Christ, deep relationship with the Father. Now, if we build on that, we can understand when we read the the Gospels as they say, that this deep understanding really leads us to a whole new comprehension of what it means to be a human being. And outside of that relationship with the Father, we cannot come to that full comprehension of what it means to be a human being. So in reality, our time here at Lent is about changing our way of thinking of whom we are in relation to who God is, allowing that to transform us. And once that transforms us, we really understand who we are completely differently than if we did, if we never understood God, which is one of the reasons why we have to be careful of seeing our relationship with God as being nothing more than a standard of behavior. Because once you do that, there is no relationship. It is we follow these rules so that we can go to heaven someday, and that's when we can encounter Christ. But our faith is about encountering Christ now and actually seeing our relationship with Christ through the eyes of faith, through a deeper way of seeing than just through our physical eyes. So it's a whole different understanding, and that's what Christ is calling us to. And this Lent is a great time, especially in light of what's going on in our country, of asking the Lord to deepen our understanding of what it means to have this relationship with Him so that we may grow closer to Him. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this message from Adoration Chapel. Do you know that you can put together an Adoration Chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. And don't forget, CatholicAudioMedia.com, our website, you can connect up to us. A few more people are connecting up to us, but CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can hear the archives of the show, including the interview I did with Dr. John Cutterback, the radio interview, and then, of course, you can also connect with the print interview as well. CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also send us feedback. You can send us requests. You can let us know what you think of the program. You can send prayer requests. You can also donate to the show if you think the show is, if the show is exactly helping you in your spiritual journey, helping you, which is the purpose of this program, to live your baptismal promises. And again, read our blog, hear the archives, connect to our Substack newsletter. Do that. And once you do that, you'll be able to get regular emails when I update the newsletter, which happens roughly twice a week, including my brand new book, which will not be published until next year. But right now, you get a chance to read it ahead of time for free, absolutely free. So all of that you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, anyway, so we are talking about that this is the Lent to really call on the Lord to change our entire way of being, our entire way of living our faith. And I've said during my homily a week and a half ago, or a week ago actually, to consider beginning your day every day during Lent and saying, "Lord Jesus, make me holy." Because we want to see that complete renewal of our mind, as we see in Romans 12, too. That complete renewal of our mind so that we can understand where the Lord is calling us to. Too many see our faith is nothing more than a moral code. It's not. It's bigger than that. It's really, is like I like to use, anthropology. It's a deeper understanding of who we are. And this is that time because what's going on in our world right now, it's this whole experience that is a really unique and different and upsetting and all these things that are just leading us to understand how sensitive our world is when we take it away from who we are in relationship with God. That this world, if we really put it down as a political world and nothing more than that, then this whole political reality just does not lead us to the fulfillment of who we are as human beings. That's why it is so important for us to really take this Lent to deepen our relationship with Christ so we can be greater signs of what it means to be human beings. We can be greater signs of what our society is all about. We can be greater lights to our political world, not to get involved in politics, but to be greater lights because we're called to show others this totally deeper understanding of what it means to be a human being. And when we lose all that, we fall back into George Carlin's criticism. And I'm not going to say that was an unfounded criticism, because too many people can think along those lines that we have to live a certain way of life or God is going to cast us into hell. That's not why Jesus came. If you really think about it, you really go through the Gospels and you listen carefully to the Gospels and you read the Gospels carefully, you can see that Jesus is calling us to a whole new way of thinking. You can see it clearly with the apostles, this whole new way of thinking, this whole new way of understanding who we are. And that's what it's all about. And when we separate ourselves from Christ, we don't have that way of understanding who it is we truly are. And if we don't have that way of understanding it, then we never will. It's kind of like if we were to turn around and believe prior to the time of Galileo, I kept thinking the name Gideon, the time of Galileo, that the universe is this huge infinite space, in a sense, filled with stars and planets, and see it just as what it was called, the firmament, this kind of like world above us. And then all of a sudden we understand, no, there's something beyond us that we're called deeper. Well, if we don't have that perspective to see beyond that perspective, which people didn't before Galileo and Copernicus and whatnot, then we wouldn't understand that deeper truth. But Christ is calling us to understand that deeper truth on a spiritual level. And you and I are called to live that, to demonstrate it. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.